107.7 Zambezi FM. It's where you are. Our time is exactly 12 gone after 6 p.m. My name is Jimmy Maliseni. Welcome in here to our exclusive interview, as we promised you, with Dr. Inonge Mbikusita Lewanika, a great woman of excellence in this great nation of Zambia. Definitely, she needs no introduction, but any which way, I have to do that because this is radio and not television. Good evening and welcome to Zambezi FM, Dr. Lewanika.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here at Zambezi radio station and also in Livingstone, the great city.
Right now, the city has come to a standstill by hearing your voice and your presence on Zambezi FM. And the first question they'll be asking themselves is, what brings Dr. Lewanika to Livingstone today?
Amen. What brings me to Livingstone today is to escort and bring two friends of mine who are Americans, whom I worked with closely when I was ambassador to Washington, in Washington. They have a company called the American Healthcare Profession, which is a health company that is 17 years old. And then they also have a foundation called Bless My People, which works in Kenya, in Israel, and Haiti. And when they told me that they were going to Kenya, I said, how can you go to Kenya and not come to my country? So they are now in my country, and I have been taking them around to look at health facilities so they can have a better view of what our health facilities are like, so that as they are doing their support outside the United States, they can put Zambia on the list. So we have been going around to several places.
Going around to several places, talking about the places you've been to. But first, I'll have you introduce the two of your colleagues. And then after that, perhaps let us know the places you've visited. As you've said, you've taken them to visit several places around Zambia insofar as healthcare centers are concerned.
Okay, dear listeners, it's my pleasure and honor to present to you the president and the CEO of the American Healthcare Profession, Dr. Clecia Taylor, and then the Chief Financial Officer of American Healthcare Profession, Ms. Beatrice Arujoye. They live in Virginia, Washington, D.C., Virginia, United States of America, just outside Washington, D.C. They have a company that's 17 years old, providing health services, particularly